What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can get a hold of us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll come back with a few questions, callers, and Facebook messages coming up around the region temperature-wise. 76 in Bismarck-Mandan this hour, Williston 71, Dickinson 73, Minot 73 this hour, in Jamestown 76, Devil's Lake 72, Grand Forks 75, at Fargo 77, Miles City, Montana 73, and Mobridge 78 this hour. Aberdeen coming in at 72. Let's get back to the phones. Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Scott. I'm just calling in just in regard to this immigration thing, you know, and Senator Hovind and Corker in this amendment deal, but the most disheartening fact is that all we want from the people we elect is to represent us and stand and fight. And here we're going back to 1986. We all got a little piece in there. I'm not sure what Senator Hovind's going to get in return for this, but we've got, you know, they talk about 11 million illegals here, you know, and the number is probably about 20 or 25. But the fact is that unemployment in double digits, you know, they say 8%, but that's 10, 12, 14%. We know that, you know, we're not completely in the dark here. But now we're going to bring in the cheap labor force and do this. You know, why don't they just stand and fight and just hold their ground and say, build a fence, come back and talk to us. The fence can be built in a year or 2 years or whatever it takes. And then come back and we'll talk about the other part of this. But that is not going to happen. That is not the way this thing is going to play out. And at the end, and for Senator Hovind, you know, he really is a rhino. I have to take my hat off to Kevin Cramer for not going through the state process as far as getting nominated. I mean, he did the right thing. He went to the people and said, "Hey, elect me." And I have to take my hat off to him. But this deal with Hovind, I tell you, this is really something to play this political game that he's playing. It's just, it's disheartening for the people of North Dakota that you don't have a fighter in there. And I don't know. It's just,
Tim,
you guys are talking about gay marriage and all this other stuff. It's like they keep pecking away and you keep giving in. It's the same old story over and over again, you know, so.
Tim, you touched on a point as far as the unemployment, and I want to ask you this question. 8 to 12 million people, you talk about the unemployment numbers. In a lot of cases, these are jobs you can't get college kids to do. You can't get some of the low-end jobs as far as especially in the agriculture. They do fill a niche. But if you were to remove that labor force, who should do those jobs? Would this be if you're going to be on welfare? Maybe it's a job for welfare recipients.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And the other part of this whole thing is going back to the farm bill. You know, let's hold our ground on the farm bill and just say, hey, let's look at this whole thing. You know, if you're going to collect and you're going to be on the food program or whatever, maybe there's some work involved in this thing. You know, get out there and get off your can and get away from the TV and all this other stuff. Hey, it doesn't matter what political party you belong to. Everybody's got a heart for somebody that's down and out. That's a given. But the thing is, for these people to sit there and like the other day when Ed Schaefer mentioned he was in another state and he saw the EBT cards on a liquor store. You know, this is where it's gone. And yet nobody wants to address it. This is what's the sad part about this country. And the thing is the amount of debt we have, and we're not addressing anything. You know, we're talking about all these border security agents and putting all these people on. You know, we're going in the wrong direction, and we need people to really dig their heels in and say, hey, don't give up. You know, that's the thing. We need people to get, stand their ground, and we don't have that. We don't have that, and
Quick question for you, Tim, before we let you go. You know, you obviously are frustrated with Senator Hovind. I don't hear many people on immigration on that issue expressing frustration with Heidi Heitkamp. I hear them upset that Senator Hovind has joined, you know, the larger group of Democrats. And, of course, you know, he's putting in what he says is, hey, I want to secure the border first. He's putting it into the bigger plan and getting some grief for it because people don't want immigration reform overall. But Heidi Heitkamp and the majority do want it. What I mean, are you upset with her or just expect that from her?
Well, Heidi's a given. I mean, we lost that election. We might as well suck it up and look at the next one. And I don't know. There's, like I said, North Dakota and with the Berg and the campaign he ran and that type of thing, we lost that one. So we need to, to some degree, hold her feet to the fire. But that's going to be a tough sell, too, as time goes on. But the other thing is I see, Gabby Gifford from Arizona is going to be in town here. So the Democrats are putting the heat on Heidi for her vote on the gun thing. And I don't know. I would like to see, I don't know. I have to take my hat off to Kevin. A lot of people, don't appreciate him, but the thing is, he got the conservative vote in North Dakota, and, Hovind's playing, if you look at the Heritage Foundation and watch all these people vote, I mean, Hovind's not even in the 50%. He might as well be down there with Dorgan and Conrad, you know? So he's got to change his way, and that is not the way the people of North Dakota want him to vote. People in North Dakota are smarter than that. I don't know what he's trying to do. But
Tim, we appreciate you calling today and sharing your viewpoints. You said a lot on your mind, and obviously a little frustrated. And that's why we asked the question, what's on your mind?
The thing is, Scott, when I go to the poll from now on, it's going to be for the conservative. The other ones will be left blank. I'm not playing this rhino game, so that's where I stand. So.
Appreciate the call. John Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Well, you're talking about who's right, Heitkamp or Hovind in this DOMA thing. And that's really, to me, that's not necessarily the point, because Heidi Heitkamp is saying by that Supreme Court decision that a duly enacted law enacted by the representatives of the people of this country, and it was voted in the House, I think it was over almost 350 voted for it, 85 in the Senate, and the president the ex-president now, who supported her in her election bid, Bill Clinton, signed it into law. And she's saying, and the Supreme Court is saying, that everybody was a bigot. And so we're going to correct it. You guys are all bigots, and anybody who thinks different than us is a bigot. And there's really something wrong with that in a free society. I mean, I don't have a problem if the people of California decide they want to have gay marriage and another state decides they don't want to. What I have a problem with is 9 elected judges telling the people of California who voted for that law by over a 60% margin that somehow they're wrong. There's something wrong with them. So that's what I have a problem with.
Important point that's gotten lost in some of this debate. This was the will of the people through the representatives that's been overturned here on a narrow turn. Good point, John. Appreciate
Let's get to
call.
One more phone call. Leon in Fargo, quickly. We're up against the break.
Okay, I just wanted to address something I heard you say, Steve. You said that the kids won't do those jobs. I think we're looking at that wrong. I think that, like with my kids, if they want to go to college, they have to work, they have to get scholarships, their grades have to be up. And if we tied as much money and influence as we're tying to immigration to kids actually working and going to college for some meaningful degree, I think this could be a win-win. I think it's a misnomer to say that they're doing the jobs that Americans won't do when we're not even asking the kids to do them.
Well, that's a reflection on the society, and I think you're right. You're right on the mark there, Leon, because, you know, I had to bust my butt. I had 3 jobs while I was going to college, while I was attending UND. You know,
right.
It's a different generation. I was raised to work. You had to work.
Different generation. We are not being parents. You know, this generation can be turned around in one generation right now, and parents would say, hey, get off your butt, put the Xbox down, get out there and make a buck. My kids are out there mowing lawns. They're learning IT so they can build their own business. When we start looking at kids like that instead of these cotton-toed little darlings that can't get their hands dirty, we'll
they're
turn
entitled.
The country around.
They're feeling entitled. They're feeling entitled. And the parents are the ones that are putting them in that position. Leon, I agree with you 100%. You're right on the money, my friend. What's on your mind.
I want to talk about this email thing when we come back. We keep trying to get there, and we're obviously deferring to the callers, but Steve and I will weigh in on that and welcome your calls on that. Come up after this short timeout. This is What's on Your Mind.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinn on 550 K-Fire, KCJB 910 AM, Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, AM 1100 The Flag in the Valley. We're here for you folks at 800-228-0550. Yana Murdahl, a concerned woman for America's North Dakota director at the bottom of the hour on the Supreme Court decision yesterday. They say it's as dark a day from this Supreme Court decision as it was from Roe versus Wade. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. President Dean Brashani has written a letter to the campus community about this investigation that Wayne Stengem is undertaking at the request of the Legislative Council about 45,000 emails being deleted from his account. And this letter suggests, first of all, that he didn't initially respond to the allegations because he thought it sort of beneath him, saying, quote, "I initially chose to not dignify the assertion, hoping that my reputation for integrity or at least a recognition of some intelligence would render the assertion ridiculous." So he is he's snipping back here a little bit. But in this letter to the campus community, he says, "In a troubling turn of events, NDSU's forensic evaluation of my email also revealed that it has been compromised on a range of dates during the time frame under study by a variety of computer accounts controlled by the North Dakota University System Office without notification to me or anyone at NDSU. It is my understanding that these staff have full access and control of my email account. You can imagine my chagrin at the discovery." Question for our audience. University presidents work for you, the taxpayers of the, in this case, the state of North Dakota. They work for a system known as the North Dakota University System that is ultimately the governing system, the body over all of the 11 institutes of higher learning. Should, in this case, the bosses or the system have access to the emails of the employees? Or do you think that is, he's basically saying his email was hacked here. I mean, if you're an employer,
established long ago, if you're an employer and you have an employee, what does the email say? It's nd.edu. That means you work for the university or for the North Dakota system. You work for North Dakota. That means it's their email. You're just using it as a tool for work. So everything's subject. I work for Clear Channel. That is a tool for work. It's their email. They can look at anything they want. That's been well established. I don't know why somebody thinks that they're above having an employer look at their email. It's their email. That would be like me driving a company vehicle and then the company going out to the vehicle and finding personal things that are in there that I left in there. They can do that. It's theirs.
By the way, the forum editorial page today is kind of taking a shot at us talk radio types, Steve. Yes, it says, "As the deleted email story continues to unfold at North Dakota State University, more questions come up. Credible answers have been elusive, but traditional in-the-trenches reporting, not political blogs or ratings-driven talk radio, eventually will get answers." First of all, we don't apologize for ratings-driven talk radio. That means the audience is bigger, right? And by the way, I might add that the political blog, I assume he's referring to the Say Anything blog by Rob Port, actually broke this story.
And our audience happens to be the show.
Yeah, exactly right. And they on one hand also are saying, let's be careful about conclusions before the facts are in, but basically they're putting all this back on Ham Shirvani, saying, what role, if any, did he have in attempting to embarrass NDSU and its president? After all, it's clear after Shirvani issued his phony and mean-spirited evaluations of presidents, he's not above taking parting shots at his antagonists. So they want facts, but they're making some big assertions. Here's the question I have, and we asked this on our Facebook page. Do you think it's wrong for the North Dakota University System, an employer in this case, to be looking at the emails of its employee, in this case, President Dean Brashani at NDSU? Does that violate privacy? Is it something employees should expect using work emails? Tell us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some of your answers. Kevin says, if President Brashani wants privacy, he should get honest employment in the private sector. Tongue-in-cheek there. Sue says, when an employee uses an employer's email system, it should be for a job-related purpose. There's no expectation of privacy. Ron says, hey, there's no expectation of privacy in private or public positions. I think he's talking about the NSA there. Les says, most workplaces will tell you they monitor your emails, so there is no expectation of privacy. Corey says, if it's correspondence to his work account, his employer has every right to read the messages. If it's his personal email account, then hands off. This would be the NDSU email, by the way. And Christy says, whatever electronic communication on a state-owned computer, the state, as the employer, has the right to access everything used on it. So far, the only person thought to be okay with the outrage here is the person who's crying foul, President Bashani.
You know, the biggest question I've got out of this editorial, lightly worded editorial, the contention they brought up about the legislator who requested the system attorney to investigate the email. Isn't that their job? If you see potential wrongdoing or you think there's some potential wrongdoing, isn't it incumbent, especially as a legislator, to point it out and go, maybe there's an impropriety over here and you should look at this a little closer? They contacted the attorney general's office. Isn't that their job? You know, yeah. They attacked whoever reported this. Okay, yeah, just close your eyes. There may be an impropriety here, but, you know, we're going to look the other way. We're not going to pay attention to it. It's not there.
I think the bigger issue here, quite honestly, is I keep saying quite honestly today. I mean, everything I say would be what I honestly believe. I don't
is
know
that your new captain catchphrase?
Relying on this is my new crutch, I guess. Quite honestly. I found myself saying it a few times. Shut up, Scott. Quit saying quite honestly. I don't know, when you say quite honestly, it sounds like everything else you said wasn't being honest. I'm always being honest. I'm telling you what I think. Here's what I believe. This viewpoint of President Bashani to say, how dare you look at my email, is the bigger problem, I think, of this rub between the university system and the universities. I don't think they want a system. I don't think President Bashani sees himself as subordinate to the North Dakota university system, or maybe to anyone, certainly taxpayers. And that's part of the whole problem here. That's the real rub between these two, I think.
Then go work at a private institution of higher learning. The nature of the job is you are an employee. It doesn't matter if you're the president of NDSU, UND, Mayville State, Dickinson State, Minot State, Williston, BSC. It doesn't matter. You are an employee for a state-run education system. Go work at a private institution if that's the case. If you don't want to have a boss and be a president of a university, that means you're going to be the boss at a private institution. You're still going to answer to somebody. You're going to answer to the board.
By the way, we have 10 applicants for the interim chancellor position, including Shane Gettle, the commerce commissioner in the Hoban administration, also a candidate for Congress. Michael Hillman, the Vice Chancellor of Academic and Student Affairs since July of 2003. Reuben Lackman, a teacher at Mandan High School. David Lee, a teacher at Bismarck. Dwayne Poole, faculty member from Colorado. Michael Rent, North Dakota State College of Science VP. Bud Westman, former Mayor Grant Forks. And Jack Young, a financial advisor. All applied. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's been way too long since I spilled my confession, my heart.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, forecasts around the region, Bismarck Mandan 76 this hour, Wilson 71, Dickinson 73, Minot 74, in Jamestown 76, 72, in Devil's Lake 75, in Grand Forks, Fargo 77, Miles City 73, Mobridge 79, and Aberdeen 72 this hour. Let's go back to the phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. One quick phone call before we get to the guest. Larry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, Steve, you and Scott are making a false assumption.
And what would that be?
Well, you're assuming the Board of Higher Ed runs Higher Ed North Dakota. Higher Ed North Dakota is run by the three kings, Dean and David and Robert.
Isn't that the board?
The Board of Higher Ed is just there to collect their fat salaries and rubber stamp what the three kings do.
Maybe that's why there's a vote coming up that could be eliminating the Board of Higher Education.
Yeah, amen. I just wonder how they're going to get around it.
Well, I think some judge
in somebody's back pocket or that they have some dirt on will throw out the vote because the vote of the people doesn't mean anything anymore. Didn't you hear about the Supreme Court yesterday?
Speaking of which, our next topic, Larry, thanks for the call. And I think he's obviously got the tongue sticking in the cheek there, but his point, given what happened with the ouster of the chancellor, the university system, Ham Shabani, is well taken. I'm not sure that the campuses want a system. That's something the voters in North Dakota are going to have to settle out once and for all. Appreciate the call, though. Iana Murdahl is the state director for Concerned Women for America. They put out a strong statement yesterday suggesting that the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage will do as much damage to our republic as Roe versus Wade continues to do 40 years later. And we wanted to visit about that and also their concerns over a Fargo judge who's under investigation. Wickham Corwin. Yana, thanks for joining us on the program.
It's great to be with you guys.
And by the way, your questions or comments on this topic, certainly welcome for Yana as well. 800-228-0550. Took a lot of calls on this on the program today. Explain the statement from your organization, Concerned Women for America, equating the Supreme Court decision on marriage yesterday to Roe versus Wade. How are they similar?
Well, it is fundamentally, certainly about marriage, but even more so, Scott, it's about the First Amendment rights. Because if we fool ourselves to think that this is over and this is a kumbaya moment and we're all going to be fine, reality is that religion, freedom of religion, or First Amendment, is one of the tenets of this nation. And those decisions yesterday are eventually going to attack and destroy the First Amendment rights of Americans. Happened to be that in America, the religious freedom usually expresses Christianity, and Christianity will not go away, and our convictions when it comes to marriage between one man and one woman won't go away. And so what's going to happen, and it sounds like we're alarmists, but, you know, 10 years ago, who even thought about gay marriage, and today it's reality in America. So it means basically that the voices of Christians and those who believe otherwise when it comes to marriage need to be silenced and eventually criminalized. And, you know, the funny thing, Scott, is that I'm reading a lot on the web here by libertarians who are just thinking, oh, this is great. You know, marriage needs to stay out of the government. Well, it never has, and it never will. And so reality is that the state, if you will, is the one, or the government is the one that's going to have to come up with laws that actually will criminalize or punish people who oppose what the Supreme Court came up with yesterday. So this has more ramifications than just someone wanting to get a ring on their finger and get tax privileges or whatever. That's not really what this is about. This is a sweeping attack on the First Amendment rights of Americans. And let me also reiterate that it's flies in the face of reams of research that shows that a household arrangement of a mom and a dad is the best for a family and for children. I mean, centuries and experience of, through history has said a mom and a dad is what's best and healthiest for children. And so it's an attack on our children as well. So it is absolutely as devastating as Roe versus Wade.
Yana, in terms of being the healthiest relationship, I'm not going to argue that point with you, but is a two men or two women raising a child better than a single parent or a broken home or a child that winds up in a bad situation? If two people, I don't care their gender, can provide a safe, healthy, nurturing environment for a child, isn't that what's best for the child?
I'm going to go back to the research, and we can't get into that, but a woman and a man is the best. Now, Steve, obviously I know that when we deal with mankind through history and today, there are going to be horrific situations, whether it's abusive situations, whether it's some of the horrors that we've seen on the reservations here, or children being murdered, whether it's a single parenting. But that's sort of comparing apples and oranges, because again, what you're talking about is what's coming down the road is that those of us who object to homosexuals adopting children, again, will be vilified, and we're going to talk about aren't those two people good. They can be the best, greatest people in the world. I have friends that are homosexual or lesbian that are great people. What we're talking about here is rearranging the structure of society and saying it's A-okay. We've opened up that door that it's A-okay when research and experience, and frankly, the tenets of our faith and the foundation of America says not so. It's sort of an emotional knee-jerk reaction, sort of like the rape and incest question and abortion. And I think we're getting away from the actual
biologically speaking, though. Biologically speaking, though, we can't rearrange because the society would die out. It just that's biology. That's
exactly
the simple case. So can you really say that the bigger agenda is to rearrange society to that extent?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I think we're seeing that creep into our schools and into curriculum as well, where we're saying that this is normal, this is fine, this is how it's supposed to be, while especially those of us who have religious beliefs very strongly feel that it's not so. And again, back to the decision that was made, it kind of leaves it a little wide open. One decision yesterday in Defense of Marriage Act said one thing, and then the Proposition 8 said another. You know, they're kind of saying, no, states can't decide like California, and yet in the other decision they say, no, states can decide, so the federal government shouldn't decide. So we're in kind of a quagmire, if you will, where we are trying to rearrange what's right. We believe strongly, and we will continue to believe, that marriage, the institution of marriage between a man and a woman, is the only thing that is marriage. We can argue civil unions or relationships, which is a whole different thing, and certainly we can argue the financials of it. And I personally, not speaking for CWA, but personally think we should get some of this tax code out of the whole marriage situation anyway. So
let's just get rid of the tax code. I'm a fan of that.
Flat tax, Steve. Flat tax.
There you go. Big
Yana Myrdal. Yana Myrdal is with us from Concerned Women for America. The Wall Street Journal on this today said the saving grace for democratic consensus and self-government is that the marriage debate can now continue in the states if our judges will allow it. Do you see any silver lining as the journal does editorially today on allowing this debate state by state?
Well, then, isn't that what California did, though, Scott? The people of California actually passed and said marriage shouldn't, and yet the Supreme Court came yesterday and sort of knocked them down. And so there was really, I think we need to let the dust settle a little bit, and certainly I'm not a lawyer, not a constitutional lawyer, but from what I'm reading out of the Supreme Court decision yesterday, there was a little wiggle room either which way. But what I can assure you is that each individual state, including here in North Dakota, we will continue to fight for the establishment of marriage to be between one man, one woman only. And we do that because we're concerned about the children and the welfare of the children, certainly.
Does the Constitution set it up so it's not majority rule in cases like this, then? It's set up to protect the minorities as well. So doesn't that kind of throw democracy out of whack a little bit, Yana?
Well, we live in a republic, not a democracy, and that's another deep, deep discussion, Steve. But I think what has happened here is sort of what happened on the life issue. You know, there's certainly a growth of people saying, well, there's a minority here, they're being discriminated against, they're being treated differently, and then we come in and change the structure of marriage in order to better that. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not sure some of the discrimination things are actually valid. Some of them certainly are, because mankind sadly do horrible things to each other, no matter what reason. But I think what the Supreme Court did yesterday was sort of remove the foundation. And again, I go back to what we feel is the strongest fallout from this, and the gravest thing is that the First Amendment rights, and I might sound like a nutcase today, but call me again in a year, the First Amendment rights of people of religious beliefs, whether it's Christian schools or businesses or other things, will be not only vilified but criminalized if we don't accept this. Happened in Canada, it's happened in Sweden, happened in other countries that have passed this, where pastors or things, people like that express an opposition are actually in jail. And that's a scary proposition in America. So, again, I think we can argue and talk about civil unions, but the institution of marriage, and they're not, the activists on the homosexual side isn't—they're not happy with this. They're gonna keep going until they silence those with religious beliefs. That you know, call me in a year, and I'm sure it's happened by then. It's already happened. So,
Yana, on another topic, you have been following closely challenges to the state's laws regarding the abortion issue, and specifically raising some concerns about a judge who has, I guess, admitted some rather inappropriate behavior in a Fargo case and combining some cases. Give us a quick update on where these challenges to the state law are at, and your concern at Concerned Women for America about the judge involved.
Well, we're very concerned about this judge. Number one, we think he should recuse himself from these cases to avoid any appearance of impropriety. He had, let me give you one thing that he said about these laws. He called them, quote-unquote, wrong-headed. Now, this is a district judge. We would kind of expect a word like unconstitutional or unlawful, maybe, out of a judge, but not wrong-headed, which shows his ideologically or politically where he stands on these issues. Second thing, obviously, as the state knows, he's gone through some tough things here that I think maybe until those are clarified or put to rest, the accusations against him, it might be wise for him to recuse himself. It is amazing that a judge can also combine, and I don't know if your listeners know that, but there's been a lawsuit over an abortifacient, basically the abortion drug law that passed in 2011. The trial has already been held, Scott, and yet he accepts a 2013 law that has to do with medical abortions, surgical abortions, after the trial is over, and throws that in there. That would be kind of like saying, Scott, that you and Steve both went out and committed murder, and Scott gets tried, and you were waiting for the conviction, and then Steve goes and does something too, and the judge goes, oh, heck, you know, let's throw him in the same judgment. Are you kidding me here? How can we possibly get a fair and impartial hearing for the people in North Dakota? So two other cases by the abortion facility were litigated again, but that was in federal court on Tuesday. Again, shocking that. But not surprising that they would...
Yana, thanks for the update on all these. We appreciate your time. Yana Murdahl from Concerned Women for America on two issues that have been in the news this week, and we appreciate her. State Director of Concerned Women for America, Steve and I, back after this.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bike along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Of course, if you play softball at all in the state of North Dakota, surrounding area, you are familiar with McQuaid Softball Tournament, one of the biggest softball tournaments there is. Teams fly in from all over the country to play in McQuaid's. And we've got Mike Offerdahl, Assistant Athletic Director from the University of Mary. A special little feature of the McQuaid's tournament is something you're very involved with, near and dear, that plays very well into the military.
Yeah, we're going to play an exhibition game highlighting some of the best softball players in the state of North Dakota. We played this game last year.
So you're playing too, right?
I am not playing.
Okay.
We want to highlight this in North Dakota. You know, we don't want to bring it down a notch. But I do play, just not at the level that these guys play. These are all C and D level players that are active or veteran military members from across the state of North Dakota. We have Army, Navy team put together, as well as they'll play a team that is comprised of Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force personnel. So it'll be fun. Get them on the Diamond 8 at Clem Kelly, kind of a kickoff to the weekend that is looking like it should be beautiful. And knock on wood, I'm not supposed to talk about the weather. And just highlight those military service members that have given, you know, so much to our North Dakota in the flooding and whatnot. But many of them deployed. We have a few, two of them, I believe, from Wahpeton that won the Defenders of Freedom tournament, which is another tournament that McQuaid's helps us put on when they were in Kuwait last year. So now we got a couple guys from that were in Kuwait last year, played in that tournament. They're going to play in this game on Friday night at 7 o'clock on Diamond 8 at Clem Kelly.
How do you find the vets, Mike?
You know, that was probably one of the more difficult things. We have a great Military Ovation is the group that is kind of heading this, and our president and founder, Shelley Michaels-Averly, is very well in contact with all branches of the military and just utilizing her resources to track down so many of these folks. But basically, it came out to an email. I get online a little bit to the Bismarck softball blog sites and the Fargo softball blog sites and just get out there and say, hey, guys, who are the good ones out there? Because I can't go out there and recruit these guys, you know, drive to Fargo or Grand Forks or Devil's Lake, where a lot of these guys are from, and see if they're good enough to play in this team. So I go strictly by word of mouth and how they're certified up by the ASA, and then just put the guys together.
This is open to the public. Is there a cost to this?
Yeah, I believe it is $8 to get in to the McQuaid's, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that on Friday night. If you just want to come out and watch that game, I know it's $15 for the weekend to come out, and you can watch
that's
all the games.
McQuaid's
that's
tournament.
The whole tournament, you know, and there's so many things. This is just one facet of this tournament that is a lot of fun and that I'm involved with, but that $15, obviously, it goes back to charity, and you can see every game at every Diamond and Bismarck Mandan, as well as the Special Olympics game on Saturday, which will be highlighted, excuse me, on Sunday, will be highlighted on the main Diamond, which is another event, which is amazing to watch that game.
Tell us again, anybody, where and when on the Vets game again, Mike. Just want to make sure folks know when, where and when is taking place so they can take it in.
Yeah, absolutely. Friday night at Clem Kelly Softball Diamonds, which is just on the south side by Fridays and the Elks in Bismarck here. Diamond 8 at 7:10 is the start of that game. We're very honored to have the Medal of Honor recipient Clinton Romache will be one of our team captains, and so we're looking forward to him. And then I am managing the other team, and our team captain for that team is a local Bismarck retired Marine and Brian Kolk.
Awesome. Well, very good. Thank you very much. And, of course, the biggest charity softball tournament, and I'm not kidding, teams do fly in from all over the country to this because this is the granddaddy.
458 teams, I believe, are registered so far.
Let's get one last caller before...
Oh, if Mike can't talk about the weather, I can. It looks pretty darn good. I'm just, you know...
That's I'm good. I'm supposed to be quiet on that.
We're stringing a few days together here without some significant rain showers in the forecast, but I'm just looking at Bismarck's forecast. I don't see any rain through Sunday, so that's looking pretty good. And most of the state really nice in the 80s and you know, low on the precip chance, and looks like just good old-fashioned. Might be our first full weekend of decent summer here, so... Perfect timing for the tournament. Thanks. All right, sorry, we're going to get one call in here before we say adios for the day.
Mike and Bismarck, quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that this Defense of Marriage Act decision by the Supreme Court, I don't think this was a big victory for the gay marriage proponents because it basically reaffirmed the state's rights to establish marriage laws, you know, in each state. So I don't think this was a big resounding victory for the gay rights movement. But where it will have a devastating impact, it's tomorrow. I'm retired from the U.S. Army. I'm 30 years in the U.S. Army. It's going to have a devastating effect on the armed forces.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike. Sounds like his cell service dropped there, but once again, of course, that is predominant in a lot of people's minds, the DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, and well, I'm sure we'll see how that plays out a little bit further. Don't forget McQuaid softball tournament in town in Bismarck, Mandan this weekend. Starts tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday tournament. Scott and I will be on the road tomorrow out in Medora, Bully Pulpit. I'm looking forward to a little golf, Scott.
What's on your mind Friday with Normal or Nuts and lots of fun. See you then. God bless you. And thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't miss it.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula three times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.